right here on CJNS. My name is Matt Ryan. Joined on the phone right now, very talented Canadian artist, Robin Ottolini. Robin, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I am doing lovely. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. Robin, I want to ask you specifically about a couple of your songs. F-150 is just such an awesome song. So can you tell us a little bit about F-150 and kind of how that one came to be written?
I would love to. Okay, so I'm from a small town, and I was dating a guy who drove an F-150. And I bet in Saskatchewan, y'all have some F-150s out there.
I actually drive an F-150, so yeah.
Boom. So does my dad. So we're all in this together. So it was just like he broke up with me, and you never want to see your ex's vehicle driving around town, especially because it's like a small town. So, like, the percentage or likeliness that it'll be his truck is extremely high. So I just kind of got sick of seeing F-150s, and I pulled over on the side of the road, and I put this song in my voice memo, and I went home and wrote it. And the rest is history.
So this one, did you write it that day? Did it come together pretty quickly?
That one, I put it in the voice memo, and then, I don't know, I like to, like, sing melodies when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. And then I got home, went straight to the bathroom, wrote the chorus. And then I took a break, and then I went back in and did the verses. So I like how it went. And then, like, 6 months later, we rewrote the last chorus. I rewrote it with my two producers. So all up into the last choruses is just me in a bathroom.
that's cool. And the music video as well, I think, came together really well. How much fun did you have filming the music video?
I had a lot of fun. I mean, it was my first, like, big music video, so obviously a little stressed, but I had maybe tequila on set. I cannot confirm or deny, but that relaxed me a bit, and then it was a lot of fun because I knew everybody who was a part of the team, so it was great.
Right, absolutely. That is awesome. Joined right now by Robin Ottolini. Robin, another song that I'd like to ask you about is Tell You Everything. This is a pretty emotional song. I love this one as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your song, Tell You Everything?
Yeah, so Tell You Everything, I wrote that with my friend Jesse Slack, and I had, like, just gone on a first date with this guy, and then 7 days later I wrote the song. But it was, like, one of those instant connections where I was like, I really like this guy. Like, it's so easy. I just want to tell him everything. I know he's not going to judge me. He's just, like, you know, happy to hear what I have to say. So I put that into words, and I'm still with the guy now.
Nice. That's awesome. I love stories like that and how it all comes together. And this is another good one. And you recently released an EP that had some acoustic songs on it, including Tell You Everything. So, I mean, I love full band shows, but also there's something very special about acoustic performances of songs. Do you kind of like when it's stripped down right to the acoustic version of songs that you sing and write?
Oh my goodness, I love it. So, like, I'm a songwriter, so most of my songs are formed with just the vocals and a guitar, and I feel like there's just another element of vulnerability when it's just the lyrics and just, like, one instrument. Mm-hmm. So I love them. I love how they turned out. They're definitely more meaningful in a way. I mean, they're meaningful the way they are, but, like, almost a new kind of vulnerability and a new kind of realness that you don't get with a full production.
Love it. I love it. Again, joined right now by Robin Ottolini. Robin, the last couple of years obviously been very difficult for everybody, and here with musicians as well, with things being shut down, then reopened, then shut down. How's the last, couple years? Seems like it's been 10 years. The last couple of years been like for you doing writes over Zoom and all that kind of stuff for you. How's the last couple of years been like for you? Been difficult?
It's been wild. I think I'm one of the lucky few who got to, you know, still thrive in an environment that is very hard to thrive in, like this pandemic.
Right.
And so I've been doing lots of Zoom writes. I was actually fortunate enough to sign a record deal during the pandemic and a publishing deal, which is absolutely crazy because I just never, you know, I just love writing music and playing music, and I always wanted to do it, but I didn't think I could do it to this degree. I got to stop doubting myself, Matt.
yeah,
but yeah,
I know,
so
exactly.
It's like, it's crazy. And then I went to the States you know, during the pandemic and did a whole radio tour. So that was definitely stressful. And when I look back, I'm like, girl, you did that during a pandemic. Like, it's okay to be stressed, especially with all the changing restrictions and and different states have different rules and different countries have different rules.
Right.
So it's crazy. I was in like a foreign country and, you know, doing my best. So I'm really proud of myself and proud of my team for everything we've accomplished despite the odds.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations. Yes. During, I think right at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020 is when you signed on with Warner Music, right at the beginning. So that is fantastic. So congratulations again, for signing the record deal and your success. We absolutely love playing your music. Robin, what's kind of on the way for you the next little bit here this year? Are you hoping to play some live shows, maybe some more music? What's kind of on the way for you?
I am so excited for this year. I feel like after 2021, which is like crazy with travel, I've like reset. I'm ready to go. I'm going on tour with Tyler Rich in the northeast of the States, which I'm so excited for his 2,000 More Miles tour. And then I'm going to be playing Boots and Hearts this year. Do you guys know Boots and Hearts is up there?
Oh, yeah. No, big music festival out east. I've never been, but yeah, I know it's a big festival out east there.
I go like every year, but this year I'm like one of the openers for Shania Twain, which is crazy, along with Lindsay L, who I just toured with, you know, Lindsay L.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, lots of live shows. I'm hoping to bring more new music, but I'm definitely, like, taking my time, making sure it's perfect, and I'm just so, so excited.
That's
the world's
awesome.
Your oyster, right, Matt? World's your
oyster. I agree. That's fantastic. Are you also going to be at the CCMAs in Calgary later in the year?
Oh, I hope so. I was at them. They were in my home province this year, and it was amazing. It was so busy. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But it was a great experience. So I hope to be there this year too. I love CCMAs.
I love the CCMAs. I had gone, I think, about 14 consecutive years, and I sat out the one last year. I love London. Because a few years ago when it was in London, it was one of my favorite CCMAs. I'm a big fan of London. Had a great time there. So it was unfortunate I couldn't make it this past year. But it's interesting because I wasn't sure how busy it would be. Was there a lot of people that attended this past year?
I think so. Again, I was running around. So I was doing the Lindsay L tour during the CCMA.
Okay.
So me and Lindsay played in London on the Friday, I think it was. And they packed the room at Rum Runners. It was like Rum Runners. And then downstairs was the official CCMA house. And that was packed like every night.
Wow.
Amazing talent. Every night, it was absolutely insane. So I think it was a great turnout despite the pandemic.
Right.
And also, it was cold as heck. Sorry, I'm trying not to swear.
It was
cold. So, like, you might have missed, you know, a little frostbite. But the hotel was a pretty close walk. You just have to scurry quick.
Right. That's good. Yeah. The CCMAs, again, were in London last year, which I love that city and looking forward to hopefully attending in Calgary. Much shorter trip. It's like a 45-minute flight from Saskatchewan to Calgary. So I'm planning on being there for sure. Robin, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best. Love your music. And I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Matt, thank you. I've had a blast. I'm so happy right now. I'm just going to go hang with my managers and tell them the joy.